Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and a very special guest, Ted Cole, who is with us today, this is Basic Gospel. We are here live to answer your question or discuss your real-life issue, and we invite your calls right now to 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and this is your invitation to listen or take part. If there's something you'd like to talk about, let's talk about it. Call now, 1-800-677-9377. Basic Gospel. It intersects with your life every day. Now here's Richard Piper.
Thanks, Bob. All month long we've been talking about the resurrection, and today we want to look at one of the great verses in the Bible. I don't know how it was that God got through Paul to say this, but this was a game changer. This is Romans 5:10. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. That's the entire gospel, yep, summed up right there in very few words. We were dead because we were all sinners. Sin separated us from God. Sin is what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden when they said, God, we choose not to believe you. We're going to go our own way. And he said, okay, you want that, you've got it, but I can't go with you. I won't go with you. And so he took his spirit away from them, and they died spiritually. Eventually, they died physically. All of us have been born into that mess. Jesus came to fix that mess. We were still enemies. We didn't like God. We didn't want any part of God. But God said, look, I'm going to initiate reconciliation to these people in Jesus Christ. And he did so. And now, it wasn't enough that he did that, but he said, I want to save these people.
Yeah.
And the only way to save us is to give us life. And so Jesus raised back from the dead and brought life with him. This is eternal life. Nobody can take it away from us now that God has given it to us. And this verse captures the whole gospel experience, the death, burial, and resurrection, in such a powerful way. And what we want to do today, because we've got Ted Cole here, a special guest, a longtime friend of the ministry.
Yes, indeed.
What I'd like to hear from you, Ted, how was it that this verse became real in your life? Give us a little bit of your backstory and where verses like this have taken you.
Well, in churches and in the church that I actually have belonged to for quite a long time, now that my children are starting to go to they're out of the nursery and go to the children's church, sometimes I'll sit in there and I've heard in the past they'll end the children's church with, well, now if you believe Jesus died on the cross, you'll be saved. And I would hear that over and over, and Romans 5:10 just kept hitting me, and I would ask him, I'd say, where in the Bible does it say if you believe he died on the cross, you'll be saved? Mm-hmm. And they'd say, well, I don't know. I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah.
And we have Acts 16:31 that says if you believe on him, you'll be saved. But Romans 10 talks about if you believe he rose from the dead, you will be saved.
Yes.
And why does it take that? It's because it's not just the death of Christ. The death ushered in salvation and brought it, but it was it allowed it to happen. Mm-hmm. By that resurrection. And so Romans 5:10 is just an amazing explanation of how it's not just the death of Christ, it's the resurrection.
Yeah. So how did you learn this originally?
I learned this originally from, some time ago, back in 2004, I read Classic Christianity. And that was given to me by my girlfriend's mom at the time, who is now my wife's mom. She had the book on her bookshelf for 10 years when she finally read that book and then passed it on to me when I met her daughter. And I took it with me to Iraq and shared it with quite a few guys. And that just really brought it to life. And that was a very powerful verse in there that I've always loved sharing with other people.
Yeah.
Our special guest is Ted Cole, as Richard said at the outset of the broadcast, a longtime friend, and we're delighted to have him in the studio with us today. We will be going to the phones here in just a short while, so if you have a question, we are live, and we'll take your call at 1-800-677-9377, 1-800-677-9377.
So, Ted, what kind of things are you involved in these days? I hear stories, but I'd rather hear it directly from you.
Mm-hmm. We have a We have a home group that we've been doing once a month, and it's just been amazing. We all go to different fellowships, different churches, a bunch of our friends, and we said, you know what? We get together, and most of the time when we hang out, we just talk about farm stuff and just things that, go on in life. But as far as talking about the Bible and so forth, let's get together one Sunday of the month and just encourage one another. Have true fellowship, because so many times you go and you sit in church and then you leave and there you don't get that fellowship. And yeah, we've really gotten that and enjoyed that, getting together once a month and just sharing the basics, you know, talking about what is the gospel. And you can't move past the gospel because there's so many pieces to the basics. And every time you get out on a tangent to one direction or the other, it always brings you back to the basics. And we've definitely seen that in our group. We had 55 people in our house last weekend, and it was amazing.
Now, did Chrissy cook for all of them, or is that?
No, it's a potluck format. It's definitely a potluck format, but there's usually enough leftovers that people can stay for dinner. It's Everybody's hanging out until evening time, and the kids are. We had, gosh, I think 20 of them were kids on the floor right in the middle of the whole group when we were singing right off the bat, so yeah, it's just a wonderful time. So that's what we've been doing for the most part.
Yeah, so. The reason I'm going to ask this is because we always have people asking us, how hard is it to do that?
How hard is it? You know, I don't think it's hard when the Lord's leading you and guiding you each and every day, and you're letting him do that.
Mm-hmm.
Being open to him calling you to go out and talk to somebody. And it's not a case of you have to go talk to this person. It's, you know, we have the desire to want to, and yeah, it puts people out of their comfort zone. You know, you can walk by, you can stand next to somebody in line and not say a word because that's just what most people do. But, you know, hey, why not ask them a simple question? And, you know, it might just be talking about, you know, the weather, who knows, but it's a simple encouragement that you start with, and it moves on to, you know, what is the gospel, if it might want to be that. Yeah, it's been a great thing. Ours started out with multiple ladies in a milk share group, and all learning how to milk cows, and, you know, also starting to talk about the Bible, and turned into a great Bible study group. So,
yeah. Well, see, that's so important. I love that you brought it up in that straight of a way. Sharing the gospel is not a theological exercise. It's not a churchy exercise. You don't have to be a professional minister to do this. Milking cows, learning how to milk cows, you can just talk about stuff.
Absolutely.
You can be bowling. You can be playing golf. You can be working in a garden with someone. Just life. And that's the beauty of what you and Chrissy are doing. It's not fancy. It doesn't have to be. It's just people getting together to talk about Jesus. And I love also that the people you're involved with are from all over the place.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not like, you know, we have the truth here and the rest of you can't come because you're not like us. No, we're just brothers and sisters in Christ, and it's a wonderful thing. So thank you for sharing that. That is just a great thing.
Great Absolutely. To have you, Ted.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, again, this is Basic Gospel. We have time on the clock and plenty of open lines. We want to hear from you. Again, 1-800-677-9377, a toll-free call across the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. Let's swing down to Temple, Texas. Talk to Aaron, listening on KBBW, our longtime affiliate. Aaron, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
All right. Thank you. I heard you when you came on, and you were saying that, and I've read it and I know it. The Bible, you said that Adam and Eve chose to rebel, to go their own way, and God took his spirit from them. My question is, did Adam and Eve, is it the Holy Spirit? Because I know in the garden, the Bible says that was the tree of life, which I thought was the spirit of God, and I think that was the tree of good and evil, but Adam chose. So when you said that God took his spirit, so what spirit were you referring to? That's my question.
Okay. Yes, that would have been the Holy Spirit. And
okay.
And you get, it doesn't say that directly in the Genesis story, but you know, right, when you're reading in Genesis 3 and you go through the chapter on that, on the fall, and,
right,
and all of a sudden, you know, they've sinned and God shows up and they're afraid, and they were, right, never afraid before. Something had changed. Well, what we learn as we go through the Bible, and especially into the New Covenant, when things are restored to a certain extent, the thing that makes them come alive, made us come alive, is the thing that, that they lost when they died, and that's the Holy Spirit. The greatest example is probably someone like Peter or Paul, but Peter in particular. I mean, here's a guy who was a blowhard and a coward,
right?
And he denies Jesus, and is almost so distraught that, that he would have killed himself, but he was probably afraid to do that. And then the Holy Spirit comes and fills him, and the whole Jesus story comes alive to him in a way that Jesus promised, but Peter and the rest of the disciples couldn't possibly understand until it happened. And you take this guy who was a coward, and now he's bringing people to Jesus and standing up in spite of however much persecution they wanted to throw at him. It didn't matter. Jesus was everything. And before he got, right, the Spirit, he was just a confused, wasted guy. That's, okay, that's what, yeah, we're talking about.
Okay, well, good. Thanks. I appreciate that, and thanks for answering my question.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, good to hear from you. Hope you keep listening and call again. 1-800-677-9377. It's a toll-free call in the U.S. and Canada. We have time on the clock, and that's why we're here live, so that you can be a part of the broadcast and pose your question or your particular issue. We want to hear from you. 1-800-677-9377. Bob Christopher, we have a great, great conference called Stand 2014 coming up June 19th through the 21st. And I want you to share just some a little bit about what you see this conference is going to accomplish in the lives and in the hearts and spirits of those who are going to be a part of it.
Well, I think what you just heard from Ted, that kind of story and how Christ comes in and gives life and changes, mm-hmm, changes us from the inside out, that's what this conference is all about. I love the passage in 1 Corinthians 15. Paul shares in the first 10 verses what the gospel really is. And he lays it out in a very simple, plain way, that the gospel is this, that Christ died for our sins according to scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. And he says, this is the gospel that he preached. This is the gospel that he wants to remind the Corinthians of. And this is the gospel on which they take their stand. If we're going to find solid footing in this world, if we're going to have something underneath us that is unshakable, that cannot be cracked, it has to be the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's where life is. That's where forgiveness is. That's where new identity is. That's where everything we need for life and godliness is. It's in the gospel message. The gospel isn't just a story about salvation, that when we're saved, we moved on to a different story.
Right.
No, the gospel becomes the heart and soul of our very life. And it starts on the inside as God gives us his Spirit, and then it grows and changes us from the inside out. And our lives become an extension of that gospel here in this world today. And so what we want to do in this conference is to help people truly take their stand on the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and resurrection. We try to insert all sorts of things into that gospel message. We insert the things that we're supposed to be doing. You know, most believers, and this was my life, when I came to Christ, I stopped worrying about what Jesus did for me, and I started worrying about what I was supposed to do for Jesus. Yeah. So it became all about me, and that's where most believers find themselves, mm-hmm, trying to figure out the question, what am I supposed to be doing for God? Well, there's no solid ground there. If you're the foundation for this Christian life moving forward, you've just put yourself on some shaky ground.
Yeah.
So we want to take you off of that foundation and put you on something that's solid, and that's Jesus Christ himself. And so in this conference, you're going to find out more about what Christ accomplished for you, the reality of new life. You know, I've coined a phrase, it's first life, then change. So what does God do for us first? It's to make us alive spiritually, to take us from death to life. We want God to improve us, to make us better people. No, he wants us to realize we're dead so that we can come to life in him. That's the first thing God does. And then after that, change starts to occur. So we want to get the process right for people, help them see what salvation really is, that it's going from death to life, that it's being made alive together in Christ, and then what a life of faith looks like moving forward. How do we trust Jesus? How do we trust his death, burial, and resurrection in every aspect of life?
Yeah.
That's what Stand 2014 is all about. And when you know that, you can truly take a stand in this world.
Yeah. Well, I think with Bob Christopher, Andrew Farley, and John Lynch, I think these issues are going to be covered in detail, and I think it's going to be a great time of learning. I think it's going to be a great time of fun, as those who were listening to the broadcast yesterday kind of discerned with John Lynch on the broadcast. It was a great one. But anyway, stand2014.com, that's the website. And you have just a little over 2 months now to make your plans, and we hope many of you who are out of town will make the opportunity or take the opportunity to come and be a part of this. Again, go online to stand2014.com. You'll find information and an opportunity to register online at that particular website. We hope to see you right here in the Dallas area in June.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go down to Corpus Christi, Texas, and talk with Larelda.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that.
Well,
my mom would be smiling.
I'm glad I got it right.
People. It's over four letters. They get scared. Anyway. But, brothers, I sure thank the Lord that you're there and that you just the title of your program, Basic Gospel, that says so much because people need to realize that it is simple. The Master made it simple. Man makes it complicated.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
So as a substitute teacher, of course, I'm also a jail of all jobs now that I'm semi-retired part-timer. I just have to remind the students, and I was telling the lady, that includes big kids too, because they all want to know about Christmas and they love it. But I said, you know, that wasn't the best part because Easter came later.
That's right.
And that is a beautiful time too. The Lord Jesus went through unimaginable death, but he didn't stay there. So I try to keep it simple for them. And I said, that's the thing. It is Eastertide, and it's a beautiful, beautiful time.
Well, it's all about new life, isn't it?
And, yes, because he didn't stay on that cross. So many, they still picture him on the cross. And I said, no,
yes.
No, he didn't stay there.
That's right. I think that's
the
reason.
Another brother said when that stone was rolled away, not so he could get out, but so we could get in.
Yeah. Well,
and see him and know him. And,
that's exactly right.
And I just want them to know that again because many folks don't.
Well, Larelda, just keep communicating that basic, simple gospel message because it's simple, but it's so powerful. It changes us. It takes those who are dead and makes them alive. It doesn't get any better than that. And you know, as you were talking, a thought came to mind. I think one of the reasons God moved John to write the Revelation was to show us Jesus Christ as fully alive, as who he really is, seated at the right hand of God the Father.
Right.
You know, we have the gospel stories, and most of us just kind of end right there. Well, he died and was buried.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he was raised from the dead, but we really don't know what that means. So we just focus on the fact that he died for us. But
and like you're saying, they don't want to read Revelation. They're almost fearful of it. And I said, no, that's a sneak preview.
That's right. That's exactly right.
The best is yet to come.
Yeah. Well, Larelda, boy, what a pleasure to chat with you today.
You're a delight. Thank you for sharing with us.
Well, I thank the Lord for y'all and that you'll just keep speaking his truth so others can hear it.
Well, thank you so much. Let me put you on hold and just get you some information, more information about our ministry, and we'll send you our resource this month, which is Resurrection Power for Living. So you hang on, Larelda.
Okay. Well, God, the Lord bless you all very much. Happy Resurrection Day.
And to you as well.
Yeah, we'll be giving information on the Resurrection Power for Daily Living as we close the broadcast in just a few moments.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Fort Worth and talk to Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
This is a sister that's been in her church home for about 24 years, found out that her pastor has been beating one of the flock members, and just torn and lost.
So what's your question about that? What should she do, or how do you handle that? Okay. Deborah, sadly, that story is you know, a part of, you know, the Christian fabric right now. I mean, time and time again, you're hearing of pastors stepping down from the pulpit because of sexual immorality, adultery, or whatever it might be. And, you know, it happens, and it's sad when it happens. And I think those involved in a church, one of their fears is that they're losing their leader. They don't know what to think. They don't know what to believe. And one of the things that I try to tell people is that, you know, a pastor is never the leader of a church. Jesus Christ is always the head. He's the leader. So things can happen with members within the body of Christ, but that doesn't change the leadership. Jesus is always in place. He's always at the helm. He's always leading the church. And so we have to look to him. And so I think this is a fresh opportunity for the people of that church to look to Jesus. And as they look to Jesus, then they can figure out how to deal with this pastor. And I think what they're going to find is that they can deal with him in love. They can go to him and be there to help restore him, to try to get down to the bottom of why this happened, what was going on in his life. Because a pastor needs to grow in Christ. A pastor needs encouragement. A pastor needs to be stirred up to love and good deeds, just like anyone else does. So I think there's a great opportunity here within this church to reach out to the pastor in a way that can be restorative, where he can, you know, figure out what was really going on and do so in the safety of an atmosphere of grace and acceptance and mercy and forgiveness. So I would just encourage your friend to put her eyes on Christ, to realize that he's the head, and then to see how she can be a part of the process of healing for the pastor and for the church at large.
Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome, Deborah. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate hearing from you.
Yes, indeed. Thanks to everybody who called to be a part of this one, Aaron, Larelda, and Deborah. And a very, very interesting program. And thanks to Richard Piper for some very insightful questions to our guest, Ted Cole, on the broadcast today. And what an encouragement it is to have Ted and Chrissy and their family here with us. Ted, good to have you. Also, I want to remind you that if you like what you hear each day on this broadcast, we encourage you to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. And also, we have a wonderful resource for you in our store. Lots of materials there to aid you towards spiritual growth and development. Just give it a try at store.basicgospel.net. And also, Bob Christopher's CD series, The Resurrection, Power for Daily Living. It's available during Resurrection Month, and it's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Click the link on our homepage at basicgospel.net or dial 1-800-727-2828 to speak with our operator during Central Time office hours. Again, that number, 1-800-727-2828, for The Resurrection, Power for Daily Living, the CD series by Bob Christopher. Also, don't forget, stand2014.com. As a matter of fact, all the information on our upcoming conference right there at that website, stand2014.com. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the visiting Ted Cole and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great evening, everybody. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.